AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The House voted to send two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate and also approved House prosecutors for the impeachment trial in the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she had been reluctant to push impeachment against President Trump.
But when he acted the way he did in relationship to withholding funds from Ukraine in return for a benefit to him that was personal and political, he crossed a threshold. He gave us no choice.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins says this has nothing to do with Ukraine and Joe Biden. The Democrats' case, he says, against the president is personal.
It was a political impeachment. They have said he is impeached for life. This shows the true motivation, I believe, of the other side. It is their dislike for this president and the good work he is doing.
The impeachment trial of President Trump is expected to start in the Senate Tuesday. State lawmakers in Virginia took a major step today toward making it the critical 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Advocates say hitting the 38 mark means the amendment will have surpassed the three-quarters of states the amendment needs to be added to the Constitution. But opponents disagree, and court battles are expected. President Trump and China's chief negotiator signed a modest trade agreement today at the White House. Trade expert Melissa Duffy calls it a good start.
I think there are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
But the so-called Phase One Pact does little to force China to make the major economic reforms needed. The U.S. has yet to reveal details of that agreement. The McGee-Tyson Air National Guard Base in Tennessee is on lockdown after receiving reports of shots being fired. A base spokesman says a student on the base saw someone with a gun and reported it. UCLA has received a $25 million donation from Tadashi Yane, the founder and CEO of Japanese clothing giant Uniqlo. This is AP News. There are some new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
On the one hand, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be more diverse by inducting Whitney Houston and the Notorious B.I.G. On the other hand, are they rock and roll? This year's other inductees are the Doobie Brothers, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, and T-Rex. The Doobie Brothers are the only act to finish in the top five of the fan vote, behind the Dave Matthews Band and Pat Benatar, and ahead of Soundgarden and Judas Priest. Those votes were tallied with the music industry members' ballots. The May 2nd induction ceremony in Cleveland will be broadcast live for the first time on HBO. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
102-year-old Bob Vollmer, Indiana's oldest state employee, is retiring after nearly six decades on the job, saying your body tells you it's time to go. Vollmer is a surveyor for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. He started working there in 1962. Vollmer's mother, by the way, lived until she was 108. Ed Donahue, AP News.